all, let me thank all of you for coming here on Saturday morning, and the moderator and the organizers. When I ran in 2012, I promised to pursue the common sense priorities of Ward 1 voters. Since taking office, I have accomplished some of them. We are on the course to rebuild public safety and infrastructure. Roads are especially, that's something that's very important in the minds of our residents right now. We have started to address concerns about neighborhood safety by increasing enforcement of traffic and pedestrian ordinances, and traffic calming again is one of the priorities for our residents. I'm proud to have led the effort to return funds from public art account to water, sewer, and street funds. This is something that I heard when I went door to door last time. I have used my accounting experience to ensure that financial reports from taxpayer-financed entities such as the DDA and SPARC are available to the public and in compliance with technical rules. I have worked hard to promote balanced development in our downtown. Change is inevitable, growth is inevitable, but what kind of values and cherished aspects of this city are we going to preserve? That's the question. Thank you.
Thank you. Don.
Okay. So again, I want to thank you all for coming out today, for the Aberdeens having us out here, and all the candidates joining us on this beautiful day. As I said before, this is a place where I plan to raise my family, even though she's tired right now, but I plan to raise my family and be here for a long time, preferably retire here. There was at one point, one of my friends who's a state rep, he came to me and said, you know, Don, I know you're really big on advocating for the community, with affordable housing, transit, human services. I need you. I need you to move to Detroit. I need you. I would help you get onto city council. I said, no, I can't do it. You know, I love Ann Arbor. It's a charm you'd never find anywhere else. It's a city I plan to raise my family in. So, and I turned down the great offer and the opportunity, but I told him, I said, if I do anything, it'd be for this city right here, because I plan to be here forever. And also, when elected, or if elected as well, to city council, I plan to, you know, ensure we find the right balance in our investments that will pan out in our future. So looking at what we're going to do today and how it will affect our future. So as everyone has said, you know, August 5th is Ann Arbor's election. Whoever you vote for, whatever you do, just please make sure you get out there and exercise your right to vote. And again, thank you all for coming and being here.
Thank you.